the beans, live beans, and was it the other little old bean?
Well, that's fine. What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat? You know, you just take the tops and clean them, you know, and just boil them up. What do you call them?
Tom salad. Okay.
And that's what you put the dumplings in.
That's right.
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and you eat it with your hands?
Girls and you.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
A rat.
Okay. Do you all have chipmunks or ground squirrels in this area?
I haven't seen any.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Okay.
Okay. What do you call the little creature that's about, I'll say, I don't know, they vary, but you know, about maybe that big around, and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay. Do you have a special name for the one that lives in the water?
I'll call them bullfrog.
And how about the one that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
Okay. And what about a smaller variety of the same thing that, excuse me, I think they live up in trees and they make a little chirping noise, they're little tiny ones.
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
We call it worm, you say.
Mm-hmm. What do people fish with? I mean, what kind of worms do they fish with?
They fish with baits.
Okay. And what do the baits look like?
They look like little long, little snakes like.
They're little, about how big are they?
They're
big ones?
About
they're long ones?
That's right.
Are they little thin ones?
And some little bitter ones too. Call them earthworms.
And those are the little ones?
Yeah, and they're big on the earthworm and they're little on the weaver tail.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
A lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes? Sometimes they're about that long. It has two sets of wings. If I can draw you a picture of it. I'm not very good at drawing pictures of things. It's a hard thing to describe. I don't know why it should be, but it is. It's got a long body, and that's got... It's an insect. Some people call them mosquito hawks or snake doctors.
Is a snake doctor.
You all do have these in Taylor County, don't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't? Well, now, have you ever seen any of these things around?
Yeah, I have seen some.
Uh-huh. But, well, was it in this county when you saw them, or did you
see
them?
No, what I see is in the book.
Oh, I
see. I
haven't
seen it live in the book.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting? It looks kind of like a wasp.
It's not a bee.
Mm-mm. They look just like wasps, and they build these nests out of mud, sometimes up under a roof, under the eaves, sort of.
I can't call it.
Okay. Well, might you call it a dirt dove or a...
Yeah, a dirt dove.
Okay, and that would be that thing.